G'day, g'day, and welcome along to the podcast for the Rush Hour here on the Listener app. Hope you're having yourself a cracking day so far with Andrew Wembley, with Katie Lamb, with myself, the anchor, Leechy, and of course our producer, Joel. And Joel, what do we say on this podcast?
Pointy pineapples, guys.
Pointy pineapples. And fair to say, a few of us will be at pubs this weekend, so come say g'day.
Sounds like Embers has had a couple of pineapple daiquiris.
Oh, I sound like I'm at the pub already.
Yeah. Hey, so Embers does have a Bucks show this weekend for your brother.
Goodness.
And he's going to be at the Bazzo Hotel.
I'm going to be at the Bazzo Hotel for a little bit.
Can't believe we named the pub.
So he's going to be holding an actual pineapple, meaning a $50 note.
The rest of us will not be.
If you come up to Embers, if you go up to Embers and you say, pointy pineapples, he'll give you $50.
I'll give you that $50, yes.
$50 dues.
It might be rolled up, but he will give it.
Wow.
Okay. Righto. Bring an iron.
That's the gear we're going with. Okay. How have we rated the week out of 10 this week?
I think it was a fun week, but I feel like the Thursday, Friday really dragged. Thoughts and feelings?
100%.
Mind you, Joel's snacks today.
Oh, now.
It's about time it was brought up.
There's no doubt that the snack level, the Friday snack level, has lifted in the last 4 or 5 weeks.
Yeah.
Started by your good self, Katie Lamb.
Thank you.
I like to think, you mean like as in she brought the best one from the start?
Yes.
Because it was my idea to do a sort of a Friday platter.
Yes.
It was.
Spat on everything there.
Yeah.
But what's happened now is, I think Katie up to... No, actually, Leech, to give you credit, you brought in some quints and some good dips and some good cheeses.
I do a good cheese
board. I just set a bar. Leechy met the bar, probably went further, and then...
I took the bar down with my Milky Ways and
Kingston biscuits. No, but you redeemed yourself with a really good one, and then Joel has surpassed yours.
Yeah, I mean, where do we go from here? Our boss Tim wants to get involved. He's
No,
I'm sorry. He should, because he tucks into our platter like nobody's business.
Yeah, fair point.
In fact, everybody that touches our Friday snacks has to contribute.
The problem we have with this is that the building also does a cheesy Friday.
I feel like we need to move Friday snacks to Thursday. I think we need to do Friday snacks on Thursday.
I tend to agree, actually. I feel we're just doing our own little sort of small...
It's antisocial.
No, hang on, guys. I don't want to get stuck into a kilo of cheese on a Thursday afternoon. I want to get to Friday and know that I've been semi-good, semi-okay.
Yeah, we can't do it on
Thursday. Murder a thousand
beers. Yeah, we can't do it on Thursday.
Come on, it's Monday.
That's what I thought, Monday.
Just to feel
when we're all hungover.
Yeah, exactly.
But the thing is that now Thursday feels like Friday because, you know, footy's now on Thursdays every single week, it seems like.
Yeah.
No, but you're right. I think I don't want a kilo of cheese on a Thursday. You're right. Mm. I do want to keep it on a Friday.
Easily smash a kilo of cheese any day of the week. Thank you very much.
Yeah, anyway. Well, same, but you know.
Today, what event was a disaster? And also the Red Hot Debates wrapping up as well.
Pointy pineapples.
Have a cracking weekend,
pointy
guys.
Here's
your podcast, Pointy Pineapple people.
Got the touch? Download Tab Touch. What are you really gambling with?
From Roebuck Bay to the Roe Highway, got my ice mocha from Dome Cafe, the super pizza Floriette in a Loo Wateroo, and their sprints too, across Albany and the Gloucester Tree,
with Katie Lamb
and Andrew Wembley.
From the greatest city in the world, it's time for Triple M's Rush Hour with Andrew Wembley and Katie Lamb.
Right now, 133353, what event ended up being a disaster? Because last night there was a band that you might remember from the 90s that were here.
We'd all know this song, wouldn't we, hey?
God, I
listen to this
song
in Triple
the 90s.
M, don't we?
This was on a So Fresh CD that I played in my CD player with the little hot pink.
Just quickly, first time and the last time we will hear this on this station, by the way.
crank it, Leechy. Now, Embers, no surprise you weren't there. I wasn't there either because probably Barbie Girl's the only song I know. But one person who was there, who was very excited to see Aqua live in action, was our good friend from Triple M, Jerry.
Oh. Hey, guys. How you doing?
Jerry, did you take your daughter there last night, did you?
No, my daughter was not allowed in. It was an over-18s, do you remember?
Okay, so you went by yourself.
Yeah, I went with a couple of mates to relive our 90s childhood.
Male mates?
No, there was a few females in there.
Hey, it's 2024, all right?
I'm just asking. I'm just curious why he'd go to Aqua. When he first said he went to Aqua last night, I said, did you see lots of fish there?
Embers?
And he said,
reliving the heyday. That's what I was doing.
Oh,
kind of like what you do.
You know what we like? Living the heyday.
Oh, my God. I wish I went.
How was it last night, Jerry?
It was nostalgia lane, surely. But, yeah, what happened?
It was a bit of a mess, guys. And it all started right at the start of the show, before they even got on stage.
Oh.
So they have like a video package to pump up the crowd.
Yep.
And they were in like a DeLorean, like a time machine. And it was a GPS, so they're typing in the destination.
Great.
The destination they typed in was Adelaide.
Oh,
go.
Oh, no, oh, no, we're in Perth.
And then they walked in on stage.
Oh, no. So oh, already you've got on the, off on the wrong foot as well, because there's that's like kind of, you know, 101 as an artist. Know where you are.
Know where you are, exactly. Play just up to know the where crowd. You are. Yeah, that's right. Come on, the West Coast supporters. Come on, the Freo supporters.
That's
put
it.
Your hand up. So they obviously rock up and then think to themselves, where the where are we? Seriously.
It gets better, guys. So then what happens is first song in, they're having their sing-along. Crowd's getting into it, but you see the lead singer, Lenny, who's the female vocalist. Yep. She's playing around with her ears a lot, and it's like there could be some sound issues here.
Right.
But then after that first song, she ran off stage, leaving
off.
The hype guy, the deep voice singer to sing the next song all by himself with backup singers.
So she had something wrong with her earpiece. Maybe she couldn't hear. Was
maybe.
That it? Yes, technical.
We're not too sure.
Did she have a booking at a restaurant or something? Did she double book her date?
Not too sure what happened.
So she just left.
She just left. After the second song, the hype guy, Renee, said, guys, we're having some technical issues. We'll be back in 8 minutes.
8 minutes. All right, no worries. I'll go get a drink.
Yeah, exactly.
55 minutes later.
Jeepers.
They came back on stage. There was no communication as to what's gone on. They said Aqua will return shortly. They came on stage and she said, I unfortunately had a panic attack and we can't continue.
Oh, wow.
But sorry, have a panic attack in your own time. Sorry, we've paid money to be here. No.
She had a panic attack?
Don't care. Sorry.
Is she a Collingwood supporter? Was she watching the
I don't care if she's hyperventilating, singing Barbie.
But the thing was, guys, what made it even weirder was that she came out originally in a full kit, like, you know, like a full outfit, like latex and stuff. She came back this time around 55 minutes later in her pajamas.
Oh,
like pajama pants.
Oh,
she looked like
baggy
Lamb.
T-shirt.
Maybe it was a set, actually.
That is so strange.
That is strange.
Did you get any money back or did you ask for your money back?
Well, I'm assuming a lot of people are quite angry because it is a bit of a mess. But at the end of the day, guys, like, you know, I was quite upset. I really wanted to see and party and relive my 90s vibe. And, well you were just sitting on edge for the whole time, just wondering. Yeah.
You're upset. You know what? I'm actually upset that you decided to go to the joint in the first place.
God, Jerry, you know what? That is exactly why we're asking on 133353. What event ended up being an absolute disaster? That sounds horrific, and
I'm
so sorry.
You got what you deserve, Jerry.
Oh,
seriously.
Come on.
Why are they touring right now? Never heard of them. They haven't toured for 5 or 6 years.
You've heard of literally all of those
on the back
songs.
Of the movie. On the back of, they're trying to actually get a couple of extra bucks on the back
What's
of Margot
that?
Robbie.
Actually, that's,
so, you
a,
know what?
That's a good
this
point.
This is a good time to actually to get out there and play some songs.
Okay.
Kylie is in Maylands. Hello.
Hello.
G'day, Kylie. Welcome back to you. Tell us what event was a disaster.
So my 16th birthday, my parents hired a house out, basically at a venue.
Yep.
They got all the catering done for 80 people. And I was like, family flying in. It was supposed to be huge, but there was a plane delay. So my family didn't show up, but then no one else came up because there was an underage drinking party.
Kylie.
So we had my brother's girlfriend show up. One of my brothers didn't show up.
Your brother's girlfriend showed up, and I bet they're still not together.
No, they're definitely not.
And your brother didn't show up. like a dog's breakfast, Kylie.
Oh, that's
So I literally had my parents, my brother, like one of my brothers, and his girlfriend.
Oh my God! Don't I can't deal with that.
Should we throw a party for Kylie?
Have you had another? Yeah, was your 18th any better?
Oh, my 18th was epic.
I was like Wellington boots in here. I was going to cry. There's nothing worse.
You want to hear is that you know, your life just got worse from there. It all went downhill from 16th
from
birthday
16,
party.
No, it was only on the way up. Good on you, Kylie. Thank you. Marissa is in Success. Hello.
Hello.
G'day, Marissa. Which event was a disaster for you?
I went to S Club 7 quite a few years ago now with my cousin.
Oh.
only two of the five singers were there, and they were our favourite band. We were looking forward to seeing them. They weren't even singing. I think they were lip syncing. And then when we finished at the concert, I went out and my car had been stolen.
Oh, no way.
Oh, that is just icing on the cake, Marissa.
I had no idea that S Club 2 would play in Armidale. Unbelievable.
S Club 7. S Club. Oh, no. Lip syncing and then your car got broken into. Did anything get stolen out of your car?
My car actually got stolen.
Oh, good.
Actually stolen.
Was it ever returned? Yeah, Did you ever find it?
Yeah, they found the car. It was in a bush.
Well, somebody had
it back, but it was a little bit scratched up.
Bogged in the bush.
So the car had a better time than you did at the concert.
Yeah, sounds like it. Yeah.
Chris is from Kelmscott. G'day, Chris.
Hey, how guys? How you going?
Good, hey, mate. Chris. What event was an absolute disaster?
A long time ago, we went to a Sepultura concert, I believe it was, in Metros.
It's a blast from the past, Sepultura. Keep going.
So I basically was helping a crowd surfer up off the ground.
Yep.
And in the process of doing that, another person jumping up and down in the mosh pit smashed me in the nose with his elbow and thoroughly broke it. So I was like, oh, that's what you get for trying to help somebody.
Good Samaritan Chris just came back to haunt you.
And then after the concert, we went out to get into the car and I couldn't find my car keys.
Oh, no.
Luckily somebody found them and handed them in. So we're like, oh, there you go. The night's saved.
Thank God.
Get out to the car. And battery's flat.
Oh, God. Chris, you just cannot catch a break.
And that was well before RAC and stuff was quite popular. So, yeah. And
meanwhile, like, you just needed to get to the hospital because your nose was severely broken.
Yep.
At least you probably were a few beers deep, so you wouldn't have really been able to feel the pain.
Yeah.
Last time I'm going to a Sepultura concert. Sepultura sucks! Thanks for your call, Chris. Ellis is from Wellard. G'day, Alistair.
Hey, guys. How are we going?
Good.
Hello. What event was a complete disaster for you?
Oh, so I had this wild 30th birthday plan for Bali, 6 months in advance, you know, all the boys going over, and got there, day one, struck down Bali Valley, typical, everyone's out, getting on it, and I'm stuck in the hotel room.
Oh, your birthday too.
Yeah, so that was pretty lousy, and then they thought, you know, when I come good, they'll try and cheer me up. They bought me a ticket for a speedboat through Bali there. And got the old Bali sunblock, and I levered it up, and turns out it was actually baby oil. So basically,
I'll tell you what, your mates knew exactly what it was. That is a complete setup.
That's a
horrible oil.
That sounds like the worst 30th ever.
Oh, I was ropeable. And then coming home, I was like, you know what? You know, we had a good time. We had a laugh. Let's get home. And then the plane coming back to Perth got diverted back to Adelaide because there was too much fog at Perth Airport. And couldn't get off the plane. Had to then spin it around, come back to Perth, end up being on the plane for 8 hours.
No!
That's a disaster.
And then the worst part of all, one of the boys that couldn't make the trip, he was picking me up from the airport. And there was these news reporters there. So straight away, he, like, grabbed them. He's like, my mate's been on that plane. And so there's me on Channel 9 on the 6 o'clock news, absolute lobster red. And I got the worst sunny's tan you'll ever see in your life.
We need to be able to. Surely you've got a photo. You need to send that through to Triple M.
Can you send that in for us? That'd be great. I'd love to put it on our Instagram page.
The amount of times my mates have just shared that memory to me on Facebook. Yeah, thanks for that, fellas.
You didn't try going back to Bali for your 31st birthday, did you, Alistair?
Oh, I got there later that year, but safe to say none of those boys were on that trip.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, that sounds horrific. Good on you, Alistair. Let's finish off with Eve, who's only 8 years old. Hello, Eve.
Hello.
Hello, Eve. Aww. Tell us about a disaster that happened to you.
It was my 6th or 7th birthday.
I can't remember it was so long ago yet.
My dad forgot to get my cake.
Yeah.
Oh, your dad. Your birthday cake.
He had one job, dad.
Oh, jeez, dad.
I wanted my birthday cake to be an ice cream cake with love potion.
Yes.
And you know what? It's your birthday, Eve. You get to choose what you want. That's right.
Yeah.
Keep going.
And I wanted to have mini ice creams on top.
Not a big request.
That's not a big request. No. You're the birthday girl. You should get whatever you want.
What happened?
Pardon?
Your dad let you down.
He didn't get it, did he? He forgot.
Yeah.
Oh, so did he ruin the birthday party, Eve?
Yeah.
Oh, is your dad in the car with you right now?
Yes.
Put him on.
Righto.
Put him on.
Hi, guys.
Hello, Dad.
I need a formal apology.
Formal apology to Eve. This is ridiculous.
I feel so sad.
It was a very, she had chosen everything she wanted with the cake down to the colours on the outside and the little tiny ones on top, the flavours for those. Yep. And, I completely forgot to pick it up, and it wasn't until my wife was like, right,
Let's get the birthday cake and we'll sing happy birthday to you. Yeah. And you're looking at your wife thinking, you got the cake, right? Because I did not get the cake.
I thought she was joking when she said she didn't get it. She's like, no, you were meant to get it. I'm like, we didn't have a cake for the night.
Were there a few tears?
No, yeah, a little bit. Yeah. But then it was like, it's okay. Look, they're pretty
good. Well, no, she cried herself to sleep. So
she cried us, so sad. No.
Order, order. The Red Hot Debate is in session and it's about to get spicy. Just like Frank's Red Hot Burger, only at Chicken Treat.
All right, super simple. If you want to win $500 ahead of the weekend, give us a call right now, 133353. All you need to do is debate either for or against.
That's right, and the question is it okay to catch up with your ex and not tell your partner?
Ooh, we're getting spicy. So is it okay to catch up with your ex and not tell your partner? We need one person to say, yeah, it's fine. It's fine.
That's okay.
Or we need somebody else to be like, that's
not
cheating.
Not going to happen. I feel like there might be a few wives on the phone calling up right now to say, that ain't happening, pal.
Not on my watch.
I did love Amber's question earlier. What constitutes a catch-up?
we got to work that out.
It kind of depends.
Why are you catching up with your ex for?
Yeah, exactly.
Order. Debate is in session and it's about to get spicy. Just like Frank's Red Hot Burger, only at Chicken Treat.
And it's not a little bit of cash either, thanks to Chicken Treat. $500 on the line right now. You just need to be the best debater. Best debater of this topic. Is it okay to catch up with your ex and not tell your partner?
Doesn't matter if we agree with it or not. You just got to plead your case. Adam's from Darling Downs and he believes it's not okay.
Hello, Adam.
G'day, Adam.
Hey, how are you?
All right, Adam. We're going very well. You know what's going on right now. You've got 30 seconds, my friend. 30 seconds to convince us that it's not okay to catch up with your ex and not tell your partner.
30 seconds starts now.
Well, the way I see it, if you're not telling your partner, you already know they're not going to be happy with it. Mm-hmm. The only reason to not tell your partner is A, you know they're not going to be happy. B, you're doing something you shouldn't be doing. And if you got any respect for your partner, you wouldn't put them in that situation in the first place.
Wow. Ooh. Wow. And wow. Time to spare.
And
you do and get a standing strong. Ovation. It's
it
strong.
Was very good.
It's strong and it's going to be hard to beat. But James is from Swanview. Hello, James.
G'day, how are you?
G'day, James. All right. Listen, Adam was good, but it doesn't necessarily mean that he's right.
So, James, is it okay to catch up with your ex and not tell your partner? You are saying yes. 30 seconds on the clock starts now.
I think it's fine. I mean, you're in a relationship with your partner, so there's three reasons why I think you're fine. One, if you trust one another and you're in a relationship, and you should, then it shouldn't be a problem. Two, you love one another. And so in that love and in that trust, there is relationship security. And three, even if you do meet your ex and don't tell her, you're going to tell them anyway because there's no secrets being kept. So it's fine. If you're going to catch up, it's not going to be a secret anyway.
Can I just say
that was two of the strongest arguments I've ever heard in my life. And I chose yesterday, so Emma, it's up to you.
That was fantastic.
That was amazing. You two actually need to start a debating team in Perth called the Perth Penguins.
Producer, hang on. Perth Penguins. Sorry, Embers, sorry. You've just switched your microphone off and you do realise he can hear you. You don't have to hit the intercom.
Okay. To talk to him. I was trying to intercom air. To my producer that. To ask him whether we can give two people $500 because they both deserve it.
I can hear you loud and clear, Embers. Thanks for using the non-existing intercom.
How long have you been working on radio for,
Embers? No, mate. I'm sorry, mate. Like you on a grand final day, you just have to balls up and make a decision.
Okay. Wow. This is no one deserves to lose that one because that was as good as we've seen it here on the Rush Hour. Yeah. But as Joel said, there can only be one winner.
And Leachy wants you to pick it quickly.
For $500, the winner of our Red Hot Debates.
Who are you going to choose?
Goes to James from Sport News.
Wow.
It's actually okay.
Oh, that is
okay to catch up with your ex, they reckon.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, James is like, I don't even agree with myself.
Great. Oh, no. I got no problem with that whatsoever.
Hey, $500, James, that is all yours. Congratulations. I must say, though, Adam was fantastic.
He was really good. He set the bar really high, and I didn't think it could be beat, but James was very, very good. Hey, James, just quickly, with everything that you said, do you actually believe it?
Yeah, mate, I do.
Okay, that's good.
Good on you, James. Yeah. There's some conviction amongst James.
And
I like
Ember's wife, Katie, I can tell, is seething right now because she does not agree with you. I bet you anything.
I'll be hating with my dog Django tonight outside, I reckon, after that.
Triple M's Wheel of Fortune. Brought to you by Totally Workwear. Tradies to nurses. High Vista Hospo. At Totally Workwear, we totally love your work.
Oh, it's up to $14,700. If we could give this money away, if somebody guesses what's inside our wheelie bin, that would be an awesome weekend.
It sure would be on a Friday. How good would that be? $14,700. All you need to tell us is what you believe is in our Triple M's wheelie bin of fortune for a really big prize.
Helen is in Craigie. Hello.
Hi there.
All right, Helen. It's you win Friday.
You win $14,700, Helen. What are you doing on the weekend?
We're actually doing a bit of a tidy up because we're downsizing.
Downsizing?
Downsizing.
Okay.
There you go. Good on you.
Pay for a skip bin.
Yeah. Skip bins. All right. Well, that sounds
fun. Well, let's give you $14,700, Helen.
Hopefully.
Well, of course we're going to give it to her if she can correctly guess what she believes is in our Triple M's wheelie bin of fortune. Helen, over to you.
Are you throwing to Helen or me?
No, we're throwing to Helen, Joel.
Sorry.
Joel, back off for a tick. Helen, I apologise that our producer just decided to barge in.
Jeez. Not a problem. I believe that it is an electric heater.
An electric heater. So tie that in with the clues, Helen. So it's seasonal. What else?
Seasonal. And they were talking about 1 degree.
0 degree.
Yep.
I haven't been to the shops in Osborne Park, but I would imagine that they would sell them in there.
Okay. Yeah.
All right.
And also the YMCA. I'm all good, thank you. Sorry, they thought I was broken down. I pulled off onto the road.
Okay. This is live radio, folks.
You haven't broken down, but your phone line is broken.
I haven't broken down.
All right.
Okay, and the YMCA song refers to somebody being safe and warm.
Oh, okay. Well, she thought about it. All right, well, let's go to producer Joel.
Now you can barge in.
Sorry, guys. It's Friday. The footy's on. I mean, everyone's in a good mood. Everyone's up and about. Do you want to know if it's wrong or right?
Yes, please.
Okay.
Of course we do.
We want to go home.
Normally I'm mean to the person that calls through for no reason whatsoever, but today I'm a bit cheery because it's the weekend.
Yes.
So I'm going to sing this to Helen.
Oh, awesome.
Your guess is absolutely not correct.
You know what, Helen?
It was patronising.
The way you worked through that was very clever, and I just did not think it deserved the response that it got from producer
patronizing
Joel.
Patronizing from Joel, wasn't it, Helen?
At least he's saying.
Well, at least he's, and you know what? That's why we like you, Helen, because you're positive. You look at the positive things. It is the best time of the week where we get to celebrate our callers who call our show during the week and, I don't know, just provide us with a lot of lols, a lot of fun, a lot of banter.
We have good callers on this show.
Well, they make the show.
They do, and they're up and about, and sometimes they can be a little bit loose.
This is Friday Fanatic.
The Rush Hour's Friday Fanatics.
guys, it's Friday Fanatics time again. And I'm sorry that my audio quality is so sh**. I had to sell my good microphone to pay for my parking fines.
Imogen's from Hocking.
What fine made you furious?
I went out for dinner into Leaderville and that big car park yes. just behind it.
Know it well.
I paid for a ticket on my phone and everything. It expired. I was 30 minutes short. I walk out and I giggled. I was like, oh, that person's getting a ticket.
Oh.
And my partner goes, no, that's you. And I was like, no.
Imogen's had such a great dinner and she's, you know, got stuck into the Vino Rossos and they're going, Imogen, that's your car. Going, that's not my car. My car's yeah. over there. No, Imogen, that's your car.
Yeah. I'm sure that wasn't the only fine Imogen paid that night if she was that sourced. Or perhaps there were other things at play. And perhaps Coco's dad had something to do with it.
Coco in Bayswater, hello.
Tell us about your community. What's nice there?
So it's actually my dad's house. His neighbour looks after the pool while he's away, so they've taken a sheet of fencing out. They do the veggies and they share them and it's super cute. Oh,
that's adorable. What else are they growing in their veg patch?
Just tomatoes. Veggies and herbs tomatoes, and stuff. Yeah. Yeah.
And some herbs.
What sort of herbs, Coco?
Parsley and...
Yeah, green colours.
The greenery. Yeah, so.
And I bet they ate all the veggies in the garden. And maybe some Krispy Kremes and Twisties too. Hayley would know all about the Krispy Kremes.
Hayley's in Wanneroo. What did you line up for? Was it worth the wait?
It's in my culture to line up. I'm English. Whatever it is, I'm in line. But I queued up for almost 4 hours for a free Krispy Kreme donut.
Wow. 4 hours wow. for one donut, Hayley. No.
It was when they first opened in Perth.
Yes, that's amazing, Hayley. Have you ever been in a line and you sort of turn to the person next to you and just go, what are we lining up for?
Yeah. It sounds like you like to do lines. I've done it many a time. Yeah.
And that was the Rush Hour's Friday Fanatics.
Oh, very good. Great calls. That does remind me when I was at Optus Stadium for WWE and I was lining up for the bar man. And then I realised like after like 10 minutes I was lining up for the men's bathroom.
Don't mind if I do.
And what an experience that would have
been.
Oh,
it would have been a
well,
bit of fun.
It is 2024.
Exactly. Yes. You never know. Whip out a shiwi.
This is the
from the he-she. Now, I understand people need to work to earn money.
Yeah.
That's just part of life,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, exactly.
And when you're young, generally you'll do a bit of hospitality.
Yeah, I worked at Windsor work. Cinema
that's
back
right.
in the day.
A lot
yeah,
of people might go to McDonald's just to earn some money.
Yep.
So I went and bought some plants today.
Nice.
Okay. And to be honest with you, I don't know too much about plants.
No, that's all right. Not
so
your job.
That's fine. When you go into a nursery, you ask questions. What do you think about this plant? What do you think about that? So I bought some plants and I said to the bloke today, I said, listen, mate, I'm planning on planting these in a very shady area. Do you think they will grow? Does it need a bit of sun? What's your thoughts on it? And he paused.
Mm.
He looked at me like I had had 15 beers.
Oh.
Like I wasn't making any sense whatsoever.
You'd only had 11 by this point.
That's right.
Yeah.
And then he said to me, I think they prefer the humidity.
Oh.
Okay, I'm thinking, helpful. All right. And then he said, do you live in a humid part of Perth? And I said, well, I live in Perth.
So.
And he goes, yeah, well... I'm sort of like, I'm pausing at the moment. I'm going, mate, you're going to give me a bit more than this. And then he goes, listen, mate, there's a lot of plants around here. Maybe choose another plant that might be able to grow in the shade. Now, well, no shit, Sherlock. Yeah. Like, seriously, buddy. Like, yeah. I'm asking you for advice.
Yeah.
Right? I don't know.
Well, because it's not your job to know the plants, but when you go to a nursery and ask questions about the plants, you expect an educated answer.
Yes, that's right. He's, I think, smoking the plants, not yes. actually knows anything about the plants. So, but it sort of got me thinking, right, because, like, basically, do you suck at your job?
Yeah.
Like, and I'll put my hand up. I have sucked at my job before.
We have certainly all sucked at a job. I remember, yeah, back in when I was working at the Windsor Cinema, I had never made a tea before. So it came over. I was just used to getting the lollies and the choc bombs. And all of a sudden a woman was like, can I please have a tea? I'd never made a tea before. So I literally got some boiling water, put it in a cup, got a tea bag, dipped it in once and then gave her the cup. And she just looked at it. It was like not even coloured water. She was like... Thanks. I was like, oh, no, sir.
It's time to find Perth's smartest suburb.
How good is Perth?
North versus South. Battle of the Birds.
And this week, Embers, South lead 4-0. But overall, for the year, for 2024, North were very dominant. However, if they win today, it will be 19-18 for the year. Right. South will officially take the lead for the year. This is huge.
I'm trying to do my calculations at the moment, but I think they've won the last seven at least.
Yeah.
Something like that, yeah.
Damo. They are coming from the clouds.
Damo is from Karama. He's representing the North today, and you have the weight of the world on your shoulders. Damo.
Not really. When you look at the overall, you've had to reset the score three times just so South can win.
Fair point, Damo. Fair point. I know. Like
it's like a new year, Damo. It's like you win the flag, then you start again, you win another flag, and then you win three flags in a row. Now you're just rebuilding, Damo.
Damo, we've only reset it once, okay, and South have come out with the bang. So don't let him take the lead. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying to you, Damo. You're taking on Jodie from Aurelia. She's representing the South. Hey, Jodes.
Hello. Hey, Jodes. No pressure.
You guys from the South are flying at the moment. Do not be the one that lets your Southern teammates down, please.
Oh, thanks.
Jodie, not to put any pressure on you, but if you lose today, you'll be the only one from the South to have lost this week. So, Jodie, don't do that.
Okay. Damo, your buzzer is North. Jodie, your buzzer is South. It's the first of 2 points that wins and puts a point on the board for their side of the river. Question one.
Which team in the AFL are currently zipping three to start the season?
North. Collingwood.
Collingwood.
All right.
Oh, we might talk a bit more about that in a few minutes.
Jodie,
do
you like Collingwood?
God, no.
No.
Good on you, Jodie.
All right.
Here we go.
You need this, though, to stay in the game.
I like teeth,
Here we go.
I like teeth.
Good by you, Jodie. That was
very
funny.
Good by Jodie,
we should give her a personality point. Thank you. All right, here we go. Question number two. You need this, Jodie, to stay in the game. Name a famous personality who has enormous eyebrows.
South. Tony
Collins. Oh, my God, yes, that's even what we had down on the sheet.
All right.
Wow, she's...
What other personalities have enormous eyebrows?
I don't know. Somebody in Perth may have big eyebrows.
Question number three, which is also the decider.
Oh.
Because Jodie from the South has squared things up. Which massive global sporting event hits Melbourne this weekend?
North.
Oh, no. Oh.
Damo,
the sporty man.
It's the F1.
Sorry, I just feel
the sporty questions were just... Oh.
I know, that was unfair.
I'm an Eagles fan. We're not very good at
sports. I know.
Give her a funny point.
Oh, goodness. I mean, she's actually very funny.
Jodie's winning if this was a comedy round.
But it doesn't matter. North have won.
North
are on the scoreboard. Well done, Damo. Congratulations to you and all your northern mates.
Thank you very much.
And that means that North now overall for the year... are back in front. 19-18. Oh, God, you wouldn't have read about it. South. Oh, poor Jodie. I feel sorry for Jodie.
Can we give Jodie a prize?
She's going to have a funny weekend.
We've got to give Jodie something.
We'll
get Jodie something, can't we?
Some chicken treat chips or something
like that. We'll give Jodie half of Joel's salary.
No, I'm going to give her more than chicken treat chips.
That's exactly right.
Congratulations, Jodie. $4.50 coming your way.
Oh, perfect. I like it. Last night, Andrew Embley...
The pies.
What was going on
there? They are zipping three to start the season. This is unbelievable.
You know how I jumped on the Collingwood bandwagon last year because they were winning and then I went to the grand final and they won and then I was just like, I bleed black and white. I love Collingwood. I love the Dacos boys. Now I'm kind of like, Collingwood suck.
No, they suck. Let's find a new team.
We need to find a new team. Who's winning at the moment?
Well, not
Who's
Collingwood.
On top of the ladder?
Now, if I thought to myself, who do we call? Who do we speak to? Do we call Eddie Maguire? Do we call Dane Swan? We need a Collingwood person.
Yeah.
But,
mate,
there's only one person to call.
Absolutely. Our little friend Mason, who is a Collingwood expert, he knows all of the scores and stats ever.
I'm actually concerned for his well-being at the moment, young Mason.
Well, he's only, what, in year like 3 or 4? Yeah. 4 or 5, I don't know.
I really hope his classmates are leaving him alone right now. Should we ask him?
Yeah, let's get him.
All right, we'll put the phone call through to him right now. Let's see if we can chat to Mason.
Hello.
Colleen Wobbles. Colleen Wobbles.
Pardon, I ain't doing too good.
Oh, that's an understatement.
Oh, you think? From 3.
What's going on?
What's wrong with the Eagles too?
Don't deflect.
Mate, don't deflect.
You know what? The Eagles have only lost one game this year. You guys lost 3.
Well, guess what? You've only played once, Embers, so.
Hey, have the mates at school been getting stuck into you?
They're all free Manly supporters.
So they'll be pretty happy at the moment.
In all seriousness, how do you think Collingwood are going? Why do you think they're having a terrible start to the season?
It's only round 2. You don't win premierships in round 2. Not doing too well, but we'll get back to work and we'll try and beat Brisbane at the Gabba. It'll be hard.
Mason, you're an expert in the West, so you are doing the tipping week by week. Are you going to stand by the Pies and continue to tip Collingwood to win?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So you're not going to tip Brisbane this week?
Probably will, but every other week I will tip Pies.
Ooh, so you might switch this week, you reckon?
Yeah.
Hey, you know what? The moment you switch and don't tip the Pies, the other team will win. So why don't you tip Brisbane so that the Pies have a win, hey?
If I tip Brisbane, I might get the tip right. So it's a hard question.
Hey, what are you going to do this year? Because obviously last year you were watching Collingwood play in the grand final. What are you going to do this year?
Won't be going to Melbourne.
We will be going to Melbourne. Pies will be fine.
How's your dad going? I know he's a big Collingwood supporter. Does he blame the team or does he blame the umpires?
Mostly the umpires. They weren't the best last night.
Oh, the umpires were fine, okay?
What did you think of Jack Higgins' goal? Do you think he was out of bounds or just on the line?
That was out of bounds.
You reckon it was out of bounds? I reckon it was just on the line. I reckon the umpires got that call right, Mason.
But here's the thing. Remember when the Eagles went out of bounds?
That was out of bounds.
No, I don't remember that one. What happened?
Remember that one? Yeah. That wasn't a goal.
Don't reckon it was a goal. You reckon it was out of bounds?
I actually reckon it was out of bounds.
That was totally
as well.
Out of bounds.
That was out of bounds.
Billy Frampton was a bit better last night.
Wasn't allergic to the ball much.
All right. Good buddy. On you, Mason. Hopefully the Pies can have a win again.
Thanks, mate.
Hopefully the Eagles can too.
Hopefully the Eagles can too, he reckons. I reckon he's a bit sarcastic when
sarcasm.
He said that.
Sarcasm. Yes. From Well, you know what? That's what people do when they're hurt. They want to hurt someone else.
That's right. And you want to feel my pain?
You're his target.
Well, hang on. Us West Coast supporters, we've been feeling a lot of pain for a long time.
A lot of hurt.
And I'd rather be zipping 3 and win last year's grand final. So they're going okay. It's the end of the
world as we know it. Triple M's Rush Hour with Embers and Katie.
Got the touch? Download Tab Touch. What are you really gambling with?